with you right now. The little
in great pride in presenting some of this to you this afternoon. First, a real surprise, a Greek bagpipe player from the island of Kalymnos, Mr. Nikitas Timouris. The bagpipe is not a Scottish instrument alone. It's Greek, Bulgarian, Indian, and everything else. And this may be your first chance to hear and see a Greek bagpiper. And when you listen to him, I'd like you to imagine that he's playing for dancing, just as we've seen the music being used for dancing today. We can't do that, but I think you'll enjoy Mr. Tsimouris. Thank you. Peter said he'd play one more. Something. Nikitas is going to play the tsabuna, that's the name of the Greek bagpipe, at his daughter's wedding in 3 weeks, and I think you'll be able to see from what you've heard that it's going to be quite a wedding indeed. I wish we could all go. The Grecian Islanders of Tarpon Springs is a group of middle school students who study Greek culture, modern culture, singing, music, bouzouki playing, cooking, many other arts, under the auspices of the Fine Arts Council of Florida, the city of Tarpon Springs, and the Pinellas County educational authorities. They're middle school students, as I say, and they're going to entertain you as follows now. First, the vocal ensemble, which is directed by Charula Kompiadou, who will be on the stage with them. That very beautiful lady with the very beautiful long dress is going to sing two songs. Then the bouzouki ensemble is going to play two songs, and if you don't know what a bouzouki is, you will in 10 minutes anyway, so I won't tell you. And finally, there will be some dancing. Now, I noticed a lot of enthusiasm in the audience, verbal enthusiasm, when the clogging groups were performing. Now, you can do the same thing with a Greek group, but instead of a rebel yell, you shout, opa, opa, opa. You'll hear some of the students doing it, and if you... Whenever you feel like it, when they're dancing, not when they're singing or playing the bouzouki, whenever you feel like it, you say, opa, that will spur them on, make them feel good, and it should make you feel good. So in just a few minutes, we will be beginning with some vocal music sung by the Grecian Islanders Ensemble of Tarpon Springs, Florida. Thank you. that's the way to learn languages, isn't it? The next group will be the Buzuki Ensemble, and I'm not going to tell you what the Buzuki is, but I am going to say that these students are of all ethnic groups. Some of them are all Greek in background, some of them are not at all Greek in background, and one of them at least is a quarter Greek in background. But that's the way things go in the United States. They're united in being very, very interested in their Hellenic culture. You know, the first large group of Europeans to come to Florida before the American Revolution was actually from Greece. There were about 1,500 of them, and they came to New Smyrna about 1760. And by the time of the American Revolution, the colony had mostly gone to St. Augustine. This is an old ethnic community in Florida, indeed one of the oldest, and in some, as far as age is concerned, one of the largest in many senses. Well, now you know what the Buzuki is, and the young gentlemen protested vigorously when I said they were going to play two songs. They told me they were going to play three songs. So here they come now, right now.
Didn't you done hear me say howdy? Is you deef? If you is, I can holler louder. Then, to his utter amazement, the little tar baby sat up on his little behind legs and he say, "Shh, Brer Rabbit, I was getting ready to listen to my very favorite singing group, the New San Martin Wildcats. I can hear Master Ernie right now on his 5-string banjo."
This town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that old woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's not at heart.
I've been all around this wide world, gal, I just got back the days.
Yes, it is.
Saving all my money, babe. I spend it all on you. What more can a poor boy do?
Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's mighty hard.
Did you ever pass the corner of Fourth and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm had a shoeshine stand? People gather round him and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped a boogie-woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, he charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Make you wanna up and dance when he gets through. He's a great joy. He popped a boogie-woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hippity-hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes nine. Like to get up early when they're feeling fine. Make you want to get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
My buddy Rob, he's going to pop that rag.
Yeah.
It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop.
You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity hibbity 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 hoppity hibbity hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes nine, like a kid up early when they're feeling fine. Make you want to get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga she shine boy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga she shine boy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga she shine boy.
Oh, thank you a lot. Thank you.
It's a song I wrote about the two kinds of banjo picking. Back in 1831, Joel Sweeney, it appears, did the most outrageous thing in the history of ears. He took his curly maple banjo, it had a head of possum hide, and he added a little fifth string running halfway up the side. On his fingers there weren't no metal picks, and he had no tuners that he could scrugs. But you know, I think I liked the banjo better before they ironed out all the bugs.
Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing? In the winter dove, they sit and rock and listen to fires roar. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Davey playing soft the floor. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
The Battery Fourthly markets every county hat swap day. From Collinsville, Coxville, you can hear them wildcats play. By a set of tools or a brace of mules or a dance till your feet get sore. Doesn't anybody ever wrap that banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Davey playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing? In the winter, don't face it and rock and listen to the fires roar. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
We got plastic grass and plastic beds, and our banjos all got plastic heads. You can take me back to the good old days, the Grand Ole Opry and Uncle Dave. I miss his sound, I miss his laugh, miss a gala sizzy war. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Davey playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?
Thank you very much. We have a very special friend, Dana Pendergraft, who's going to come out now. Dana Pendergraft. And I'd like to turn around and show you my shirt. Dana embroidered the back of this shirt.
It's the Great Seal of Florida.
It's the Great Seal of the state of Florida. And I really love it. And this is a song that a friend and I wrote. It's called Stallions in Starlight. Thank you.
moons and starlight, mermaids and moonbeams. This stuff of a little girl's dreams. The toys of last summer are all packed away. She's powdered her shoulders and brushed out her braids. She waits by the window, a make-believe bride, wearing silver and satin. A crimson prince rides with her off to his castle in a country far away. Brings her perfume and rubies. Dreams go that way. Sun melts the moonlight, dew dries with day, morning comes softly, dreams slip away. She waits by the window.